I think today that we sometimes can have a misunderstanding of what it means to proclaim the gospel and to profess the message of Christ. Certainly, we need to do that without force or coercion. But one of the things that can be difficult for us is that we also, especially if we don't like arguments and fighting or discussions that are get heated or being able to make choices that maybe other people don't necessarily appreciate, is a gospel like today that remembers that when you stand up for something, or when you believe in something, when you act in a certain way, and especially if it's a conviction that comes from faith, that you have to get used to the fact that not everyone is going to appreciate it. And that there might be some conflict, some division, some things that other people would not appreciate. So Jesus is beginning to talk about today in the gospel, because he knows he himself kind of was the recipient of a lot of hostility and negativity. And obviously we believe that all he was standing for was goodness and holiness and how to grow and how to learn how to love. But it's really difficult when you think that if Jesus, who stood up for something that meant to love in the way that we believe is the greatest of all examples, right, of God himself giving us the example, that there'd be people who did not like it, that it would cause division among the Jewish faith and in the Roman Empire, that he would cause this because he was talking about goodness and right. And I think today, giving us that example, he says, look, I've come. These people will be set up against. And why? It's because in the next paragraph he talks about loving God first. And if you're going to love God first, even love God more. It's, you know, some people think it's impossible. I can't imagine. More than your own family. You love God first. That's who you place first in your life. That can cause a big difficulty. And we know that in a lot of families. And Jesus recognizes that today. So sometimes this kind of division and conflict doesn't necessarily mean that it's not something that comes from God, because God himself, when he was here, caused that kind. That's because I'm convinced that when somebody stands for good and it threatens others in their life, then they will attack it. Because the only way, as we see in theology, and the only way that evil can survive is a parasite, that it has to attack goodness. That's the way it continues to exist. It needs to eliminate the goodness in order to be there. And I think we have that challenge for ourselves, and recognizing that just sometimes when you have to make decisions, you have to go forward, and you've done some good counsel with a spiritual director and people of faith, and you've read the scriptures, and you're really trying to do God's will. Doesn't mean that you go around hurting people. As you stand up, you know that you're going to reach some conflict. And I can remember, as a young priest, when I was here the first time here at St. Joseph's, we would always do that bridge for a pro-life here between Auburn and Lewiston. And I had never really done that kind of standing up for life in that protest way, because that's not who I am usually, you know. But I said, you know what? I have to do it. And the pastor here and these parishioners are doing it, and it's in my parish at St. Joe's. And so I went down there. But I remember the uncomfortable feeling of all those people making rude gestures at me and swearing at me as they were driving by and all of that. And I'm like, wow, you know, I'm not used to that experience. But recognizing that some people are very comfortable with that because they've been doing this for many years. The challenge today, Jesus, is standing up for what is right, loving the Lord your God more than anything else in the world. That's ultimately where we get our satisfaction and we get our energy and our strength to do what is right, do what is good, to do what is holy.